Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to Hour 2 of the Eric Metaxas Show. In a few minutes, I'm talking to our friend Bob Woodson about race in America. Bob Woodson is another hero. I love him. Woodson Center, 1776 Unites. But right now, I continue my conversation with the first hero of the day, my friend Mike Lindell. Mike, I just want to tell you, so many people are excited about frankspeech.com. I have no doubt about it. People are fed up with the cancel culture and with big tech really behaving like an arm of the most liberal side of the Democratic Party, censoring people. I mean, I have never posted anything that I think should be censored. It's absurd. But I've been knocked off of Twitter. I've been knocked off of Facebook. I've been knocked off of YouTube. And what amazes me is I sent out emails to my list. If people go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up for the emails, because I put out all the videos and everything. I sent it out so it's easy for people to find, right? So I posted about LindellTV.com, my interview with you. I sent it out there. Google Maps was inaccessible to me instantly within an hour of when I sent out Google Maps. And I thought, I've been on here for years and years. I've never been knocked off Google Maps. The only thing that it could be, and I asked my tech friend, he said, oh, yeah, the switch was turned off. They just changed your settings. So it's kind of like to send a message like, oh, you want to use Gmail to help Mike Lindell? Well, we're just going to play with you. We're just going to knock you off. And the last time they knocked me off of all my Gmail, I mean, they don't tell you they're doing this. They just do it. And then they claim that, oh, it was a billing issue or something. Well, we've never had a billing issue before in many years. So it's really creepy. It's like you're living in communist China. It's like you're living in the former Soviet Union. You don't know what's going on, who's controlling what. We need to stand against this as Americans. And you, my friend, are standing heroically. You're creating frankspeech.com. I want people to go there. We've just got one segment left, but what should we talk about? Frankspeech.com. You've got some special guests coming up on Monday and Tuesday. Very exciting.
Right. And I'll even add on to that. You know, what I've seen too, like I can't even buy my own AdWord name on Mike Lindell on Google. Wikipedia took my, by everyone, Wikipedia is a very evil company, but they're like right at the top. They took away what we can do on there and put up all this stuff. They can make you become anything they want you to become. They're monsters. These are monster companies that can control you. And we've been giving them our information for years, right? Well, Frank Speech, by the way, everyone can come on Frank Speech. This isn't just a one-sided talking. We want to be able to talk about things again without getting taken down. And when you come there at 9 a.m., Central Time on Monday. I'm telling you, the first hour, you're going to get an announcement. I want everybody to know we're going to run Lindell TV right on Frank, for 48 hours. It's called a Frankathon. It's going to be very entertaining, exciting. People are going to be calling in from the influencers. We're going to have so many people. You're going to know every one of them that come on. But that first hour on Monday, we're going to announce something. It'll be breaking news. Everyone's going to want to see it. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, everything. You're going to want to see this. Then on Tuesday morning at the same time at 9 a.m. Central, that first hour there, we're going to launch Absolute Interference. And sometime during that day, we're going to show there's one piece of that. We're actually going to try and get it in there where we're showing this 19 attacks, just 19 by China that flips the five states. But I am bringing on a guest. when I heard from Absolute Proof, and they're going, well, Mike, you know, people, the naysayers go, well, where'd you get this? And these IP addresses, some of them didn't have a digit, so we couldn't track it down. I said, of course we didn't put the digit in there so you could go destroy the machines or go get rid of the evidence. Well, now we actually went back. Now we can actually show you all. We're going to show everything because we're having the guy on, the third-party guy, one of the third parties. I go in and validate everything. He's going to be on as a guest. And
now, wait, what do you mean when you say a third-party guy? What do you mean by that? I'm not clear. What do you mean?
Everybody knows I had all the evidence with the spyware, with the guys that were there, these patriots that were there from November 1st to November 5th that actually have all these cyber prints, okay? That have all these cyber prints of the attacks and all this. This guy was retained by me to go out and get and said, I want all this validated. Like if you're in a court and say, if the court picks someone here, I want the best expert in history. And then just to him, there's another guy too. There's two separate ones. But this is one of them went out and validated all of these IP addresses, the IDs. What Eric, they have people on the ground in China. So we know the building, the longitude, latitude, the IP address, the ID of the computer. Then we know over here in the U.S., all the same information here, right down to the building, right down to the ID of the computer. But here's one of the most important things you're going to see on Tuesday. You're going to see these cyber prints of the flip, the exact second that this happened. It's like a cyber print. He's going to explain this, that you could have only gotten it on November 3rd. That print in time, and how many votes were flipped. You see it right there, and then you cannot get it until you wouldn't have been able to get that information until November 20th. So this is going to be revealed. You can't miss this. And everyone out there, you need to tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, put it out on your social media. Everybody needs to tune in that day to see absolute interference.
This is a big thing. We're living in historic times. I sort of wish we weren't, but the good news is that there are folks like you, Mike Lindell, who are doing everything you possibly can for your country. That's one of the reasons I tell people, go to MyPillow.com, go to MyStore.com, and whether you use the code Eric or not, bless Mike Lindell, because I cannot get over what you have been doing. I want to say one thing. You told me to watch the film, the HBO film, Kill Chain. This is totally bipartisan. Amy Klobuchar and other Democrats are in there, and the Finnish kind of figure who's a tech guru genius, he says that a number of the experts in there who are not pro-Trump say without any question there are people 24/7 working in Russia, working in China. They don't mention China, but it's obvious. Anyone who is somehow an enemy of the United States or really who only wants to do anything. They don't even care about the United States. They just want to aggrandize themselves. They want to gain more power. They make it very clear on this documentary, HBO's Kill Chain, that they are dedicated. They're in a room, like you said, in certain locations, 24/7 working to hack into our system. This is a bipartisan issue. Why would Amy Klobuchar and others and Elizabeth Warren talk about these machines and these things? It's HBO's Kill Chain. It's like $3 or $3.99 or something. I just think everybody should watch it because this is not a Trump issue. This is an America issue. I just want to say that. We've got
100%. 100%. And even this morning, Adam Schiff, they were on TV this morning him and another guy, the other guy, forget his name. He said this was the most safest election ever. And those two this morning, both of them said the biggest threat to the United States is China right now with cyber attacks. Well, hello, guys. It's like they're trying to get out in front of this with this movie I have coming out, Absolute Interference. It's like they took all my material. What's going on here, Eric?
It's insane.
They know this is a bipartisan. This was an attack by China. We all need to get this evidence out far and wide. And because you know what? I want to say it once. I like saying this every show I'm on. Everybody is looking for hope. Everybody keep the faith. When we get through this, we're living in a great times because this is historical. When we get through this, we're going to look back and say all this had to happen to get to this great place we're going to be in the future. And it will be, again, one nation under God, and it will be the biggest revival for Jesus in the history of the world.
I love it. I hope Jimmy Kimmel's listening. This will be good for everybody, not just for our side. Mike Lindell, my friend, thank you so much. Folks, check out frankspeech.com Monday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Central.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out.
Well, I dreamed I saw the night.
Hey there, folks. Sometimes on this program, I like to talk about current events, but not now. And yet, I'm going to talk about current events. Sometimes current events are unpleasant, but if you have to talk about current events and they're unpleasant, you want to find somebody who is pleasant and who gives you hope. We have as my guest today, my friend, Bob Woodson. Now, Bob Woodson, you may have seen him on Tucker Carlson. You may have seen him on Laura Ingraham. He's blowing up. He's on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. He's got a guest spot on Chico and The Man coming up. Unbelievable. Bob Woodson, welcome to the program.
Pleased to be here again, Eric.
Are you really going to be on Chico and The Man? I just love it.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? They canceled that show about 41 years ago.
I know.
Yeah. And now it's just called The Man. Well, let me ask you some serious questions here. Bob, we're living a tough time in this country. Race has just become, you know, the word du jour. And right now we've got some trials, some things going on. I just want to talk to you about all of it. So what is your perspective? You've been in the civil rights world for many decades now, and you're trying to bring real hope to people. So what do you make of, you know, kind of the media circus that is happening right now with some of these trials and some of these different cases that are coming up?
Well, I think we are reaching a very dangerous time. It's a very dangerous time. I think we're getting to the point where either we're going to choose community or chaos. And with the radical left, the progressives have really seized upon the whole racial issue in America. They use it in their arsenal to kind of bludgeon the country. They don't really care about justice for blacks, but they're just exploiting this because they know that it's a deeply emotional issue in the country, and they're able to drive the agenda and really use race as a political weapon to seize power. The very fact that every time a white officer assaults or kills a black person, it's the subject of riots. Yet there are 84 blacks who were killed by other blacks since the death of George Floyd. They're rioting in Minnesota over the death of this young man. Yet and it deflects attention away from more critical issues facing black America, like Easter Sunday in Birmingham, Alabama, the kind of epicenter of the civil rights movement. There were 1,000 blacks in the park on Easter Sunday. Six black hoodlums started a shooting. 100 bullets were fired. Six people were shot. A 32-year-old black daughter of a pastor was killed, and a 4-year-old is in the hospital in critical condition. And yet, it doesn't rise to the level of outrage. Nobody generalizes about all black men as a consequence of what these six have done. But yet one police officer who's white shoots a black person, and it becomes a subject of national outrage on the left. But it's interesting that President Biden is silent on violence when it comes from the left. He and Kamala Harris are silent in condemning it. They're not calling this terrorism.
Well, let me ask you,
it's just interesting.
The narrative, obviously, you know, people would say that the reason for this is because there is a perception. And when I say a perception, I don't even know where the perception is. I don't know if most black people feel this way in America or if it's just certain groups within the black community. But there is a perception that's being pushed by the liberal media that there is racial animus on the parts of white cops toward blacks. That's the narrative that's pushed, and it's why these stories get picked up. What do you say to that? In other words, even I, when I hear some of these stories, you know, your first instinct is to think, wow, did it have to go that way? Why couldn't they have averted this tragedy? So what is your feeling? I mean, about, for example, the George Floyd case right now, this is red hot. What do you say as somebody who's been in this world forever? You've dealt with these problems.
Well, let's look at some facts. I know that's a strange word to use today. But the very fact that 85% of the rioters, and many of them are destroying black businesses, are white. They are not blacks out there engaged in this kind of violence. I certainly is a profile of the people who have been rioting for a year in Portland, Oregon, and burning Bibles and whatnot. But again, when you look at this defund the police campaign, the poll says 82% of blacks in poll to ask about defunding the police. They are not supportive of defunding the police. 60% of blacks polled when asked if racial discrimination is a principal barrier to your progress. The answer is no. And so the question is, where is this great outcry from the black community that says that institutional racism is a principal issue that they're facing?
But hasn't this always been the case, though, Bob, that this has been peddled since, you know, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton? They claim to be speaking for the black community, but many of us know, and you're telling us, they don't speak for the black community. But they take that on, and somehow, I don't know if it's corporate interests or media interests, deputize them as spokespeople for the black community when you're telling me they don't speak for the black community.
Well, we think about the statement that Al Sharpton made at the funeral of George Floyd. And this blows my mind. Al Sharpton said that white America has had their foot on the neck of black America for 300 years. That's why we have never been able to progress and be all that we could be. That's a first of all, it's a lie. And it's also a profound statement of impotence. For someone to say that we have not been able to progress when we have, the Wilson Center has documented the fact that when we were denied access to hotels, medical schools, insurance companies, we built our own. We had our own Wall Streets. And yet people like Al Sharpton can presume to speak for Black America. And but again, there were four studies over a course of 12 years by the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies. This is a liberal think tank in Washington, D.C. When they surveyed Blacks every 4 years to ask them in order of importance, what are the critical issues you're facing? Race only came up at 8%. It was health care. It was economic development. But yet these facts are never presented. It's as if someone said, if you don't have fact-based truth, then lies become normal. Well, lies about what is representative of Black interests is becoming normal today. That's why what we're doing at the Woodson Center is giving a voice to the voiceless in the Black community. That's why we brought together 2,500 Black mothers of children who lost children to urban violence. They are saying, we support the police. We are against defunding the police.
I marvel at where we are in the culture right now. I think that, you know, many of us think, wow, we elected a Black president for two terms. Who are all the racists, whites, that voted for a Black president? There are not enough Blacks in America to elect a Black president. You need a lot of white votes. And of course, tons of people voted to have a president who's Black. Now, I disagreed with his policies, but I think a lot of us hoped that simply the optics of having a Black man in the White House would change the narrative. But it seems like things have actually gotten much, much worse in the last few years.
Well, and I agree with you. I really think that not only have we progressed, but the fact is that that represents a moral revolution in America that really puts a lot of distance between our racial past. And the white America has gone a long way. But unfortunately, there are still white guilt has become the new Black power. And the message that's being sent to Black Americans that we should be defined by what demands we can make on white America. In other words, Black identity has become synonymous with Black impotence, that somehow to be authentically Black, you got to profess your impotence. And whites have to, in order to purchase their innocence, they have to profess their guilt. Well, this is a dangerous kind of conflict. But the answer forward is to give voice to the voiceless. That's why what the Woodson Center did this past week is we had a forum that brought J.D. Vance from Hillbilly Elegy together with Clarence Page. Both of them are from Middletown, Ohio. And because we really believe that we need a multiracial coalition that brings together the interests of low-income whites with low-income Blacks.
We're gonna go to a break. We're gonna pick up right there, folks. I'm talking to Bob Woodson, the Woodson Center. Don't go away.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where.
Hey, folks, you certainly heard me talk about MyPillow and how their products have literally changed my life. Now, have you tried the pillow? They don't go flat. You can wash them, dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're made in the USA, and for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for the lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. It's originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code ERIC. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Folks, you know I use these products, and they're fantastic. Call 800-978-3057 and use promo code ERIC. Or call 800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC.
What is the worth of a soul to Christ? Is it the same now as it was 2,000 years ago? In Pillars of Barabbas, author M.D. House shows how the times of the early Christian church differed little from our own, including the treacherous moral and political waters Christ's saints have always had to navigate with His abiding help. Everything they did and said is applicable to our day, and we are fundamentally no better than them. For instance, the Apostle Paul did not fear the Roman Emperor Nero. He served the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. True followers of Christ should always influence secular rule so that His church can be the beacon on a hill inviting all to come unto Him. Order this powerful testimonial, Pillars of Barabbas by M.D. House, now on Amazon, and feel the inspiring legacy left to us by those faithful followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Folks, welcome back to the Eric Metaxas Show. Yes, I'm Eric Metaxas, but don't worry, I have a guest. Bob Woodson is my guest. He's with the Woodson Center. Also, you can go to 1776unites.com. You should check it out, 1776unites.com. Bob, you were just talking about something that you did recently with J.D. Vance and Clarence Page. I know of both of them. Clarence Page is a black American. J.D. Vance is a white American. But J.D. Vance wrote Hillbilly Elegy and grew up in a very economically depressed, culturally depressed white community. So why are you bringing him into this conversation?
Because I think elites on both sides are using race to divide us. And so that whites living in trailer parks who voted for Trump are portrayed as bigots, which is not true. They were voting for Trump because the president gave them a voice on issues of economic global capitalism, what they were against. And low-income blacks are not given a voice either. Voices are being exploited. And so what we wanted to do at the Woodson Center is recognize that blacks, low-income blacks, have more in common with low-income blacks than they have with those elites who purport to represent them on either side.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? That what you're just saying about the elites. I mean, when you talk about Black Lives Matter, this is Marxist women, lesbians. They claim to speak for blacks, but most blacks in America have biblical values, even if they stray from those biblical values. I think that's part of who Black America is, the people who go to church. And some people come in and they say, we speak for Black America, and they're putting forth an anti-family, anti-church doctrine. It's a Marxist doctrine. But somehow the media, the white elite media, They love it. They eat it up and they present them as legitimate voices in the black community.
Oh, what makes Black Lives Matter just right for progressives, because it's anti-God and anti-family. So they are the right kind of black folks as far as progressives are concerned. Even the Black Panthers and others in the past, they did not quite fit because they were not hostile to the family or hostile to those values. But the Black Lives Matter are just the right fit for progressives because they're anti-family. But they're also typical of Marxists, like the organizer of it. Now, the corporations have given $98 million. And while other Black Lives Matter soldiers are breaking into stores and looting stores, they are busy buying mansions in white areas. A $1.4 million mansion. They spent the leader spent $3.2 million in purchasing a number of upscale homes in white areas secured by the police. And they're doing what Marxist leaders do, and that is accumulate resources from others and then celebrate themselves by purchasing, accumulating wealth for themselves. This is following the Marxist tradition.
I mean, it seems to me, you know, the more I talk to you and think about this stuff, it really seems the media is the problem. In other words, that if they did not give a megaphone to some of these folks, that we wouldn't know about them. We would listen to common sense. But, you know, they're not having you on CNN, or they're basically sticking to a narrative, and they don't really care. In other words, they're not actually asking black people, what do you think? They're sort of assuming, in a condescending, paternalistic, ultimately racist way, that they know what blacks think and that they're going to deputize whom they choose, even if it's not in accordance with most of the black people in this country.
Well, I think it's even worse than, I grew up in segregation. I was stationed in the South in Mississippi in the 50s and early 60s. But there's a part of me that longs for the old-fashioned bigot. Because nothing is worse than people who do not respect you enough to believe that you are capable of being agents of your own uplift. Progressive whites are determining what are the standards that blacks should live by. There's even a teacher now who refused to accept an essay written about Dr. King because Dr. King used the word Negro, and they determined that Negro is offensive to blacks. Nobody asked black America whether it is, but they are. And I would not be surprised if that didn't result in a demand for them to remove Dr. King's statue, just as they did in Rochester, New York, with Frederick Douglass's statue. So I don't think there's any end to where the progressives are going. But the only thing that can stop them, and what Woodson Center and 1776 is trying to do, is to provide the means for everyday working men and women, blue collar and low, to speak for themselves, to stand up and say, these progressives do not speak for us. We speak for ourselves. The Woodson Center is trying to get the resources to provide that kind of platform. And if the networks won't produce it, we will develop our own way of communicating this pro-American supportive agenda.
I hope that there are some people of means listening to this program who will cut a huge check to the Woodson Center. Because honestly, if we do not step up and support those who are speaking the truth, I don't know who else there will be to blame, folks. We've got to do what we can. Woodson Center. We'll be right back. Show. Yes, I'm Eric Metaxas, but here's the good news. I have a guest. His name's Bob Woodson. Bob, the Woodson Center, which of course is named after you, is doing things that a lot of Americans aren't aware of. It's one of the reasons I want to have you on, because when somebody is doing something that I know is good, I want to give them a voice. How can people help the Woodson Center? What can people do? Because I think most people in America understand that we have to do our best to starve those people that are, they're race baiting. They are doing whatever they can because they make money off of anger and fury. We've got to ignore them as best we can, but we've got to support folks like you. So, you know, your average American, black or white, wants to do what they can to help. How can people get involved with the Woodson Center or 1776 Unites?
Well, they can certainly donate to 1776unites.com or thewoodsoncenter.org. But also, you should go on. And what we have done is identify through my book, Lessons from the Least of These. It gives you an idea of how to identify patriotic, grassroots, faith-centered programs in low-income neighborhoods and communities that are developing social uplift programs within their own communities. We are going to, for instance, we are engaged in Smith College, where some white custodians and cafeteria workers were literally fired because some young student, white, black student, brought false charges of racism against them. And we have challenged. But we brought together 40 or 50 black scholars and activists, and we wrote a letter to the president of Smith College condemning our action, demanding that they be compensated, and also that this race grievance training cease. And they have turned, they have refused to acknowledge us. So we're having a GoFundMe campaign for those workers. So we really need, we need a group of blacks standing up for our whites who have been ostracized because of false racial charges. This is a perversion of the civil rights movement and a perversion of the race given. So we're trying to send a message, and we hope that all Americans will join the Woodson Center in helping us to put together a multiracial coalition to push back against this condemnation of our country and attempt to undermine our civic institutions.
I want to say real quick, I ought to have said it instead of my goofy introduction. I should have said how I met you. It was through Chuck Colson, the Colson Center. I think it's important for people to know your relationship with Chuck Colson, just because he was so respected in so many communities. But other than Chuck, I wouldn't have known of you. So I was so thrilled to get to know you. And I guess I want to say that there are a lot of evangelical churches, white evangelical churches, that they've got involved in critical race theory. They don't understand the wickedness of the Black Lives Matter movement. And I want to say to them, if you really want to help black people in America, if you really want to bless communities that are struggling, first of all, you get a copy of Bob's book, Lessons from the Least of These. I should have mentioned that, Lessons from the Least of These. But check out the Woodson Center and partner with Bob, because, you know, Bob, I guess as I talk to you, I think to myself, there are so many guilty white people in America, especially in the evangelical church. And I understand that they want to do something, but they're aligning themselves with people who are causing harm to black communities. The tremendous irony and tragedy and pathos that they want to do something, but they don't know any better. And they're having CRT seminars in their churches. They don't know that this stuff is harmful. I guess I want to say to these people, go to the Woodson Center, get a copy of Lessons from the Least of These. If you want to do something, check that out. You must see that even more than I do, that there are a lot of evangelicals or mainline Protestants. They're so lost on this issue. They want to do something, but they're just getting sucked in to BLM and that kind of thing.
Well, I'm trying to get in on a race game. I'm going to organize a group of CREs, a certified racial exorcist.
CREs.
And
okay.
we're going to be teaching we're going to do BIBLE training.
BIBLE, that sounds familiar. I can't put my finger on it. BIBLE. Well, now, do you guys do stuff in churches? What do y'all do?
What we've done, first of all, we have authored curriculum for teachers, and we have like 8,000 downloads the first 2 weeks when we at the 1776, so that some of our members have testified before state school boards. And in a couple instances in Ohio and other places, those school boards have rejected 1619 and instead accepting 1776. We're also developing curriculums, and we've spoken to charter school representatives. Their parent groups come to us. Their corporations coming to us saying, we don't want to do critical race theory training or to give us an alternative. So the Woodson Center, along with our colleagues, are developing alternatives to race grievance training. And so, we need your help to help us to do that. But please, if you want an alternative to race grievance training, I called it. In fact, instead of CRD, it should be DIE,
D-I-E, yeah. Well, no, seriously, people don't know how harmful this stuff is, and they're getting sucked in. So I want to say, folks, if you're watching this on YouTube, for example, please send this video to your pastor or to anyone you know and say, if you want to do something good on this issue, look to Bob Woodson, look to the Woodson Center, look to 1776 Unites. Because I know that people, they want to do something. So folks, please share this video. I can't reach your pastor myself. But it's really important we get the word out. We struggle to get the word out. We need your help. Bob Woodson, my friend, God bless you. Thank you for being a voice for the voiceless. We'll see you as soon as possible. Thank you, my friend.
And thank you for the time, Eric, as always.
My pleasure.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody.
Whoa.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show with my sidekick slash producer, Albin Sadar.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were the sidekick.
No, I could be. I could play the role of sidekick. Listen, I'm very versatile. People don't believe me. I was talking to Kevin Sorbo. He's doing these movies. I said, Kevin, give me a part. I don't care what it is. I will show you. You want to know what acting is? I will show you. Hey, Sorbo. Hey, Sorbo, I'm talking to you.
You could be Kevin's body double.
I could do it. I'm so ripped, it's not even funny.
Don't joke about those things.
Here's what we need to talk about real quick.
Let's do it.
A couple things.
Okay.
There are still people not signed up for our newsletter.
What?
Yep.
Oh.
And I was talking to some friends yesterday, and they said, where do we find these videos? And I got really, smoke started coming out of my ears, and I said, hey, you get my email, don't you? If you open up the email, every email, we send it out like about twice a week, sometimes more, has all the previous videos. So you're saying, when did Eric have Lou Dobbs on? Where do I find that? When did Eric have Mike Lindell on? When did Eric have Milo Yiannopoulos on? You have to subscribe to ericmetaxas.com. That's the first announcement. The second announcement, we keep talking about people going to mypillow.com and mystore.com. My books are mostly available at mystore.com. Use the code Eric. Well, guess what?
What?
We have a new sponsor called Nutramedics.
Oh, yeah.
N-U-T-R-A. Nutramedics, M-E-D-I-X. Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. You also have to use the code Eric with them. But if you use melatonin, resveratrol, stevia, which is a sweetener, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, like this is all the stuff, magnesium, that I take anyway, right?
The whole alphabet there.
Curcumin. They've got it all, folks. And I just want to say, if you use any of that stuff, my attitude, the reason I'm so excited about Nutramedics and I'm excited to work with them, they give 50% of all of their profits to missions. Did you hear that? 50% to missions and to similar charities. And I'm going to find out what charities. And they have a goal to give away 100 million by the end of this decade. And to put a man on the moon by the end of the 1960s. That's their goal. They've already accomplished the first one.
Yay.
And the second one.
Yes.
If you missed that, you can look it up on microfiche at the library. But they did put a man on the moon in the 60s.
Good.
Nutramedics is going to give away 100 million by the end of this decade. It said 2030. And I thought 2030. That's like 2050, right?
No.
And then I realized, it's a few years away.
Yeah.
So, but you have to use the code Eric. But honestly, most of their stuff, just look them up online. You can read their story. We're going to have the founder on this program. But it's hard not for me to be excited because I think I buy all this stuff anyway from somebody. I might as well buy it from Nutramedics.com, and 50% of their profits goes to things that I believe in.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
You can't lose. You cannot lose.
Is there anything else that we need to talk
about? Well, what I'd like to say, the weekend is here or coming up, and it's, that's exciting. And did you mention that people have to you did. Well, sign up for your newsletter.
Did I ever mention that? I don't think I've ever mentioned that. Go to ericmetaxas.com.
Use the code Eric. It's double free.
See, now when you confuse people like that, that's bad.
That is.
ericmetaxas.com. Actually, we'll mention one thing before we go. If you go to our radio website, which is metaxastalk.com, yes, there is a banner to support voter integrity in Georgia. Everybody, all of the woke corporations, Coca-Cola, which I'll never drink again,
right,
Delta Airlines, all of these folks are lining up saying that voter integrity is racist. Actually, they are racist. That's, I don't have right. time to break it down.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind, please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, and sign the petition for voter integrity in Georgia. Voter integrity is for all Americans, folks. Make no mistake. That's the point of it. All right. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, we're here for you. And what they have.